News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a phone ban, a smartphone ban, could be on the way for secondary schools. Education Minister Norma Foley has said she wants to extend the voluntary ban beyond primary schools. And she joined Ciaran on the Hard Shoulder yesterday evening.
I think we need to create a very clear culture across all of our schools, particularly because the issue seems to be most at post-primary, where mobile phone usage is not acceptable during school hours. And, you know, we will be working with schools to support them in that regard, that really we would not have mobile phones in use during school hours. There would be a ban on their use during the school day.
OK, and that was Norma Foley there speaking on the Hard Shoulder. And Portlaw National School in County Waterford is one school that has implemented a smartphone ban. And their principal is Brian Barron, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Brian. I suppose the logistics of this thing, how hard was it to do? And what was the kind of reaction of families, parents and the kids themselves?
It's very easy to do. It's very easy to start because there's growing concern amongst parents around phones and social media. So it's actually very easy to start. The buy-in was very high. It wasn't just Portlaw. It was the whole of County Waterford and Waterford City. So the buy-in from parents was excellent. The issue with all of these things, I suppose, is, you know, schools can only create the environment for parents to have these conversations about mobile phone and internet safety. It can't be up to the schools to kind of, you know, ban things. That's not going to work. It has to be more of a parents buy-in, parent discussion, parents supporting each other in a kind of a peer support structure where they recognise there's dangers here. And then as a group or as a community or as a society, we say we can decide what's suitable for our children and what's not.
OK. Yeah. And I think a lot of teachers and principals who've been texting the show this morning have said that where there is a buy-in, it's going to obviously be more successful. But what Norma Foley has said, she said, is that we now know that there's so many studies out there that say that phones are a source of distraction from the learning environment, so they're problematic that way. They're also a source of cyberbullying, so they're problematic that way. And she has said that she knows lots of schools, particularly secondary schools, want to put them in the lockers in the morning, and they oblige students not to use them in class and all that. That kind of already exists. But she wants a wider ban. Is there issues around the logistics, do you think, around that, Brian? Is it hard? Like, you're probably a little bit easier because you're dealing with national school kids. But with older kids who are canny enough and probably have burner phones and all sorts of things, is there issues with logistics and the practical side of this, do you think?
There is. Now, in fairness to Norma Foley, she's Minister for Education, so that's her remit. But I think as a society, we're just thinking way too narrowly about this. I think, like ourselves in Waterford and Greystones, they have a similar movement to what we have in Waterford. We're working together to try to get the government to revise legislation, existing legislation, which is poor, that children have the same protections in the digital world that they have in the real world.
Yeah.
You know, I think like micro, you know, making a microcosm of this discussion around schools and, you know, the child has a phone, we'll put it in a locker, we'll put it in an envelope like you get if you're going to a concert in the Three Arena. I think it's all too small. I think we need to lobby and pressure the government and say, look, as parents, as people who work with children and young people, we see a massive problem here and we need you to protect us, protect
okay.
our children.
So real world protections should exist in the digital world as well. And I think you're probably right. The problem is, I would see it, Brian, is a lot of parents feel totally out of their depth on this, despite the fact that I know that there are controls and restrictions and all this you can put in your kids' phones. I think many parents, myself included, are not digital natives and do feel out of their depth. Like, would you say, in your view, working with kids day in, day out, that smartphones are a big problem in general, even outside the school hours?
Massive problem. They're a massive problem. Like, I know you can come across as a bit kind of, you know, pearl grabbing, hysterical when you talk about these things, because phones are so omnipresent now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a massive problem with young people and social media and what we're exposing them to. I mean, the fact that, you know, under 18s, under 16s can, you know, access gambling, they can access pornography, they can access all this stuff, and there's no remit. There's nothing to say, well, you're under 16, so this is your internet, this is your social media, this is, and that pressure, that responsibility is with the internet providers.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be with parents or with schools. Like, this is the problem where we're trying to kind of crack a walnut here with a, you know, the very blunt instrument,
okay,
which are good. They're
so
useful, but I think the government
can
put
do
pressure
this.
On the
schools
pilots.
Helpful to do this, but we need to have a bigger picture, is your view?
Completely, yeah, completely.
Right.
Here, yeah.
Look, thank you so much, and well done to the schools in Waterford. I actually think you're doing a great service to your kids by protecting them this way, and indeed my own hometown of Greystones, which I know has done it as well. That is Brian Barron there, Portlaoise National School Principal from County Waterford.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.